have the opportunity to tour with all these bands that, you know, that we worship and that we grew up listening to. So, like, in reality, it's just us being fans, to be honest. And that's why this music comes out the way it does. And that's why Skeletal Remains is Skeletal Remains.
Today on the show, we are joined with Chris from Skeletal Remains. They just released a brand new album titled Fragments of the Ageless that absolutely crushes, celebrates the heart and soul of traditional death metal. And today we talked to Chris about being one of the leaders of the modern death metal era, keeping the genre's purity while bringing something brand new to the table. He also speaks about taking these songs and bringing it to a live setting, the type of crazy muscle memory you have to pull that off, some advice he has learned from being around his heroes and the people he grew up worshiping in music, and we even talk about hot sauce. Yeah. So let's get right into it.
When we first started this band, it honestly wasn't supposed to be anything serious. It was just supposed to be something that I did on, you know, when I had free time. I was in a different project back then that kept me quite busy touring and stuff. So this was kind of like my main, you know, my main thing. That was my main focus at the time when it came to music. So once this project came, you know, about, like, it wasn't ever supposed to be anything serious. It was just supposed to be something that I did when I was home, you know, I wasn't touring. Of course, back then I had a shitload of more free time on my hands. You know, I was younger. I was still living with my parents and no kids. So, you know, obviously when I wasn't touring, I was free. I didn't have shit to do. So that's when this would come and play. You know, we would get together, me and Mike, and jam and stuff. That's something we've done even since before. You know, we kind of grew up doing that together. You know, when we met in high school and stuff, you know, we would get together all the time and jam, you know, like I said, when I wasn't touring or when I was home or whatever. So that's how this project came about. But yeah, we never thought we would ever get this far and the band would ever be this big or it would ever get such a following, you know. I remember, like, one of the first times, like, when we were writing, like, the first demo, we were at my house and we were watching, like, this, I don't know why this always comes to mind, but we were watching, like, a Asphyx video, I think, live at Party Sam, and this is when we were first writing the first couple songs from the demo, and we were just super stoked, and then we were like, dude, I hope one day we get to play that festival, because it seems so sick, you know. Yeah. Obviously in Germany and stuff, and yeah, after the first demo, and then once the first record got announced, we got the opportunity to play that festival. So that was, like, a really big deal, and that's kind of where, like, things started to, like, get more serious and stuff. So yeah, man, I definitely think about it here and there, but yeah, I don't know, it's just time flies so quick that it's kind of like it's mm-hmm. there, like, I think about it, but sometimes I just, yeah, you know, I'm just kind of going with the flow. I have so much shit going on all the time that mm-hmm. it's like, it just everything just comes so quick. But I'm super grateful with everything, that all the opportunities that we've gotten, and, you know, super grateful that we have the fans that we do. And yeah, man, I'm just stoked to be able to keep doing it.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. And yeah, I find sometimes too, just even with my work too, sometimes it's hard to, like, look at the retrospect because you get caught up into it. Like, obviously, like, right now you guys are so busy. Latest album is fucking ripping. You guys are doing, like, some shows around it and everything, and it's just kind of, like, nonstop. And just one thing I noticed too, what a lot of people really appreciate about Skeletal Remains is just kind of the purity to, I guess, the original death metal sound, I guess. And even, like, it's cool to, like, just, I don't know, have something that has, like, this classic feel, but also get a new experience with brand new production and new just ideas and everything flowing. So I just kind of want to know, like, are you guys, like, extra conscious about, like, how you are presenting the music, or is this just what's coming out of you guys?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, definitely it's what's coming out naturally, but the thought about us always, like, trying to represent a certain, like, image and style is, like, always there. We've never been a band that wants to kind of like push boundaries and, you know, introduce something completely new. Like, that's not what, like, Skeletal Remains is just about giving you straightforward, you know, death metal, like the stuff that we grew up listening to. Like, listening to that, like, if you were, like, if, for example, like, if Malevolent Creation came out in the 2000s, you know, or like something like that, you know, with a whole modern touch. Yeah, I don't know. We just, yeah, we just try to stick to our roots and try to, you know, kind of not, well, not necessarily reinvent the wheel, but just kind of keep it going, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of bands, and there's nothing wrong with this. It just seems like there's like a lot of like melding pots of different genres and people trying to do something that we haven't heard before. But it's kind of cool getting like a brand new Skeletal Remains album, and it sounds familiar, but also it's like refreshing because I feel like nowadays everybody's so like reaching for the newest, weirdest like sound or whatever, where this is just like, oh, I feel at home. Like, even though you guys are just like blasting my head off, it's like something like nice about it.
I agree with that. There's definitely a lot of that going on, specifically in the death metal scene, which is great, you know. There's a lot of fans out there that's kind of what they're out for. They're trying to discover something new. We're not, yeah, Skeletal Remains is, like I said, it's not, we're not really trying to reinvent the sound or give you something that's like completely different. We're just literally trying to do what our idols did back in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, another thing I appreciate about the records too, and like I'm really excited to hear like some of these new songs live as well too. Absolutely crushing. But what I love is like it's almost like you can tell it's like you're gonna get the same thing on the record as you would live, like with the sound wise and everything. And is that also like another conscious thing when you're recording too? You kind of want like the experience to go hand in hand.
That's not, I mean, obviously we try, we're gonna release something that we know we're gonna be able to pull off live. We don't wanna release a record that's gonna be fucking completely technical and it's gonna be extremely hard to pull off live. Like, sure, we definitely push ourselves to try to get, you know, better as musicians and as a band, but we don't want to release something that's not gonna, that we aren't sure we're going to be able to pull off live. So that's, I guess it's not really something that really comes to mind when we're like writing or recording, but I don't know, maybe it's more of a natural aspect. Like, if we feel something is just too, like, too, I don't know, something that's like too exaggerated and we're like, oh dude, this is not, it's not something I think we're going to be able to do live, like, then we probably wouldn't release it. But or at least not a Skeletal Remains. But yeah, we try to, are for us, like, yeah, the record is the record, but the live experience I think is a whole different thing, and we try to make, that's what we try to make, like, as tight as possible. And you know, because like hearing a record obviously is completely different than watching a band live. And for me, like, a lot of the times where as a fan, you know, a lot of times I've seen the band just because he, the whole experience and that. So we definitely try to, you know, try our best, you know, to be as tight as possible and like in the live setting and stuff. And but when it comes to like we don't try, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is we don't, we're not trying to like make everything sound exactly how it sounds on the record, because I mean it's possible, but it's, you know, that makes it more complicated. Like, a lot of the stuff, even like playing live, like a lot of the solos, especially because when I record, like, a lot of my solos, like, I usually do it on the spot, you know. Like, yeah,
Oh,
I'll,
wow.
sometimes I'll have basic ideas of like, oh, I want to do something like this, but I've never really, I've never gone into the studio with a solo fully written. Like, I it's usually everything, it usually comes on the spot, you know, with like trial and error, you know, doing different things. And you know, sometimes I'll do a solo a certain way, and I won't like some of it, so I'll just take the parts that I do like from it and just kind of construct what you hear on the record. So a lot of the time live, I'm not playing the solos note by note, you know, because I have to go back and listen to, you know, we record this record and it takes 6 months for that record to actually get out to people to hear it. So when we actually start playing it live after it's released, when we start picking the songs for the set, sometimes we'll do like We just did that Suffocation Incantation tour, and we played two new songs on that tour. But usually we kind of wait till the record is out to, start introducing the majority of the new songs. And I have to go back and like literally relearn all my solos, which is a bitch because, yeah, sometimes I don't know what the fuck I did. So, I'm not exactly playing everything note for note, but so like it's not like live is not perfectly to the record, but I think that also gives it, the live setting a whole different vibe, I guess. I'm not really sure if I'm explaining it right,
Oh yeah, it's
but
all good.
we always just try to be as tight as possible, as a band. And this record, don't get me wrong, a lot of it is fucking really hard, especially to play and sing. Like
I was going to ask you about this, man, like the conditioning that has to go into that too, because even like seeing the music videos and your hands are doing one thing and you're it's almost like I
It
can't even put a
definitely
word, like it's crazy how like just two sides of your brain has got to be working at the same time, like.
and it was kind of like that. I feel like it's like that for every record. It's just a matter of, time and getting it down. Like I have to play these songs live for so long, or for a certain amount of time. I kind of just get used to it. It just happens naturally where I don't really have to think about it. Obviously, it being fresh, like on these couple shows we just did for the album release, like there are some parts where I was, having trouble because I have to fucking remember all these lyrics, make sure I'm playing these riffs right. So sometimes I kind of think about it too much and I'll fuck up and I'm like, oh fuck, Some that's that I think that's when I fuck up the most, when I start thinking about it too much. When I just let it come out naturally where I'm not thinking about it, that's when it comes out the best. So it's just a matter of, I don't know, I guess just rehearsing it and playing them live. The more I play it live, the more natural it feels. But yeah, it's definitely like I said, it's definitely happened for each record. Like when we were playing the Entombed and stuff, when it first came out, we were starting to play it live. I felt the same way I felt how I felt with this record. Like a lot of the stuff was super, super hard to, get down and kind of like, especially with the vocal patterns and the riffs, like getting everything as tight as possible. But yeah, I mean, I think it just, with time, I'll get it to where I want it to be. It's not exactly 100% yet, but I'm definitely getting there. But yeah, like I said, it was with every record we try to push ourselves to, like, be better as musicians and write, I guess, things a little bit more, like not technical, but just I guess a little bit more interesting. And with this record, I think we definitely pushed ourselves, and that plays a big part on why I think a lot of these songs are complicated to get down. But we'll get them.
Yeah, I love hearing you break it down like that too, 'cause a lot of people, like, we all see the finished project. We like hear it, but there's just so many layers of work that you don't even think about. And like especially like just hearing you talk about like kind of building that muscle memory to play and sing and everything. And it's interesting you saying like when you start overthinking about it, that's when you screw up. And I forget somebody like who I know who's like really into psychology, they said like to me, it's like you ever like walk down the street and then start thinking of your legs and like walking, and then you start like walking weird. That's like the same shit, I guess. So it's just building that muscle memory, and I guess like the moments when you just let go and like you just like trust your body to know what to do is when it's gonna be the best. Or but it's just like an interesting thought.
Exactly. And that even happens with some of the old songs, dude. Like, I'll just kind of like randomly when I'm on stage, fuck, a lot of the times when I'm playing on stage, I'm thinking about the most stupidest, randomest things. Like, I'm not thinking about what I'm doing. It's just, I'm just kind of like in the zone and like everything's happening naturally. My body's just doing what it's supposed to be doing. I don't know. It's weird to explain, but then when I start thinking about like, oh shit, am I on the right part? Oh shit, what the fuck's going on? That's when I start fucking up. So it's just like, it's like a mental thing, dude. I just sometimes, sometimes like it's probably best just to like sure, make sure you're on top of it. But when you start like, judging yourself and you're like, oh fuck, I think I'm in the wrong, like that's when I really start fucking up. But yeah, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, man. When like playing live, like yes, it's kind of like weird. Like sometimes I'll just be thinking about like the most randomest things, like like shit, what like I don't know, like what the fuck, who's gonna drive later, or fucking,
Yeah,
you
what are
know,
we eating after? And
yeah,
you're
what are we
just
gonna have to show, or shit, I forgot to call my bank or some stupid shit, you know, like so. Yeah, it's just weird. It's hard to explain. It's just kind of happens naturally, but definitely, yeah, when I start thinking about it too much, that's when I start fucking up.
Yeah, it's hella fascinating. And yeah, I know you guys are just so such hard workers, like always on the road too. And I saw like an interview from you guys a few years ago of you guys kind of showing off the van and your setup and everything. And one thing I was really interested in about asking you is about the hot sauce, the Tapatio, I think it was.
Oh,
Because I'm a
Tapatio,
big hot sauce guy, but we don't have that in Canada. So I just want to know what's so special about the Tapatio where you need to have it on deck.
I think it's just because we grew up with it. It comes from, like, I guess, like the Lion community, and like us being Mexican, like it was always in our house. So like we literally put that shit on everything.
Nice.
And when we went to Europe, it was like when we first toured Europe, like. That thing was, we couldn't find that shit anywhere. Like, all they had was Tabasco. Nothing against
Oh,
that. We're just not,
nice.
I mean, personally, I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, me either.
But I would recommend, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's not that it's like super flavorful or it's like the best hot sauce in the world. It's just because I think we're so used to it because it was always around and we've always had it and we put it on everything. Like, we just kind of, yeah, it's kind of hardened to like eat without it, I guess, if that makes sense. You know, we it's kind of it's funny, like it used to be a big thing, like in the early days when we were touring and stuff, we would always bring that stuff with us. But yeah, we actually haven't really brought any recently. Like, we usually, yeah, we've been fine without it, but yeah, I remember back then, especially with the old lineup, like we had that shit on deck all the time, especially when we'd go to Europe. Like, that was, it was hard. Like, here in the States, you can still find it, you know, even if you're like, I don't know, somewhere in fucking east, like, or like not exactly like in the West Coast, you know, if you're like in the East Coast or whatever, I'm sure you can still find it. But it was mostly like when we went out of the country, like Europe or like Asia or anything like that. Like, yeah, that shit was nowhere to be found. Although I remember we did find this place in the Netherlands. I think it was in Amsterdam, and they had a lot of like American snacks and shit like that, and we found like hot Cheetos there, which is that, like, you can't find that shit anywhere in Europe, at least not, I don't know about recent, but back when we were touring there, like, you couldn't find those things anywhere. And that's super big here in the US, so like, yeah, we had that shit growing up a lot. And I think they had Tapatio there too, so I want to say, I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, we definitely would bring that with us a lot. And
Yeah, that's cool though. It's just like,
it would fly, dude. That thing would, like, they saw a really big bottle, but it was just too bulky to take. So we'd always have to take like a couple of the small ones, and that shit would be done within like the first 2 weeks of tour. So yeah, we went
oh,
through it pretty quick.
damn. And yeah, it just sounds like some comfort food. And you know what? Maybe I got to clip this part and tag them so they can sponsor you. And like, you know, like, because you guys are
Yeah.
riding for them. You're taking them out of their regions, you know, going overseas.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And also today, there's this one page that follows me on Instagram. It's a shout outs to Cannibal Corpse fan page. They shared the shit out of my Cannibal Corpse interview, and I noticed today they or recently they posted a picture of you and corpse grinding, cheersing with a beer. And I just know, like, on your journey, you've been meeting like so many of these death metal legends and probably people you grew up listening to. And was there any like type of advice or some game you soaked up from meeting any of these guys and just having like these one-on-one moments?
There's definitely been a lot of advice. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything specific right now, but I don't think it was, yeah, I don't remember which one of the Tardy Brothers, but I remember they gave us a lot of advice when we did our that tour with Hatebreed and Obituary, and yeah, they were just super cool dudes. It's all the Obituary dudes. So I mean, yeah, we've definitely gotten a lot of, I can't pick out like anything specifically right now, but I know there's always been fucking advice from like our idols and stuff, you know. And I just remember, I don't remember who it was, but I remember a big one was like, don't give up, you know. Shitty, like, sometimes sometimes as like as shitty as it might get, or you know, obviously like touring specifically, like you know, you're away from family and you know, sometimes it's like fuck, you just want to give up and go home because you know, fucking away for so
Yeah.
long. Like they've all gone through that, and like that was their thing, like dude, don't give up. Like in the end, you know, it'll work out, you know, it'll be worth it. So I remember that one being a big one, but I can't remember who it was. I don't know if it was the Tardy Brothers or it might have been some of the Hatebreed dudes that, yeah, I can't remember who, but I definitely remember that one, because that's a big one for sure. Because I felt that way many times on tour, and many times just being home when like things get too stressful and it's just, you know, too much to handle. And I was like, fuck, dude. I'm like, it's just like, you know, you just kind of need a break from everything. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely been a lot of advice given to us from, especially from our like our people we worship and stuff. So if anyone ever comes up to us, you know, and asks for any kind of advice, I always try to do my best to kind of like, you know, give my best advice or whatever, just like it's been done to us. So yeah, man, it's definitely, and just being able to like, because in reality, the reason this band is a band is because we're just fans of the music. So like being able to meet like, you know, some of your idols and like all these people you worship, like that's a big reason why we still do music, because we've had the opportunity to with all these bands that, you know, that we worship and that we grew up listening to. So like in reality, it's just us being fans, to be honest. And that's why this music comes out the way it does, and that's why Skeletal Remains is Skeletal Remains.
Yeah, that's fucking amazing, Chris. And I think we're gonna end it off on that. This is some great words, man. And yeah, really appreciate your time. I hope you get some good rest, man. And hope to see you
Fuck yeah.
like on tour if you guys come to Canada anytime soon.
Yeah, there's some plans to be there in the fall, so yeah, keep an eye out for anyone that's listening. And yeah, man, thanks for having me, and it was a pleasure. Hopefully we'll see you at one of the shows in fall if we do come out that way.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'll be there for sure. And maybe around your next release or whatever, we can have this talk again. Really enjoyed talking to you, man.
Sounds good, man. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah,
Cheers.
you too. Take care. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Chris from Skeletal Remains. Like we mentioned, Fragments of the Ageless is out right now. And goddamn, does that album ever crush! So definitely check it out if you haven't already. Also, Tapatio, if you're listening, sponsor the boys. They've been riding for you worldwide, coast to coast, across the ocean. It's the least you can do. And before we go, I need to thank the people who are riding for me, all you legends on our Patreon page. And first up, the biggest thanks to Mike Carniello of the Testing with Mike YouTube channel. Also, notice it's your birthday. Happy birthday, brother. You guys at home, if you're into electronics, technology, how they work, and most importantly, how to fix them, check out Testing with Mike on YouTube. Also, the biggest thanks to the lovely Amanda McKnight of Top 10 Nerd. Not only is Amanda the host of Top 10 Nerd talking to a million subscribers, she also has her very own channel you should definitely check out if you're into comic books, video games, movies, and all things nerdy. That's Amanda McKnight on YouTube. Another big thanks to the wonderful Jenny Potter, the legend Devin McBride, back-to-back double impact Allens, the number one gent Alan Kent, and big wig Alan Briggs. Another thanks to our favorite soul singer, Saber, and last but not least, Francis Coffer, aka my mom. If you want to shout out at the end of these episodes, and also get these episodes early, raw, uncut, right when I'm done the Zoom call, I just post them. You can go to patreon.com/thecreativeimbalance, and beyond having my thanks, you can just go to bed at night and sleep soundly, knowing you're a badass motherfucker who supports raw, uncut, independent media, and nobody can take that away from you. You hear me? With that being said, we got more interviews for you around the corner. Some movies, but this week is Death Metal Week. Stay tuned this Thursday or Friday. We got another one for you that you will definitely love if you're into stuff like Skeletal Remains. And until then, we'll catch you next time. Yeah!